listen, think, learn, grow. Listen, think, learn, grow. Live, live, live.
This is the Spirit of Life Metaphysics Radio Program, exploring science and spirituality with Dr. Michael Kelly and Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Good evening and welcome to the Spirit of Life Program for Wednesday, July 24th. My name is Michael Kelly. I'm here with Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Well, good evening, Michael. As always, I'm very glad to be here.
So glad to have you and so glad to see everybody in chat. Always love catching up with you. Thank you to those that take the time to catch up with us in the archives as well. We appreciate you taking the time out of your week. Spirit of Life is a weekly service and educational program of the International Church of Metaphysical Humanism. Our mission is to explore and empower the human spirit, as well as to explore science and spirituality. In addition to this broadcast, ICMH offers other educational programs that can be found at metaphysicsinstitute.org and tfuniversity.org. As always, we're going to begin tonight with our 9 abbreviated principles of belief. Those are, 1, do no harm, do right. 2, we believe in the indomitable power of the human spirit. The answers we seek already exist within us. 3, we believe that we alone are responsible for and capable of solving human social problems. 4, we are all equal, one planet, one race, one ancestry, one destiny. 5, we recognize and honor the divine energy that exists in all living things. 6, we are physical and spiritual beings. Consciousness survives death of the physical body. 7, self-acceptance, self-responsibility, and respect for free will create self-completeness. 8. Metaphysical education and practical life skills empower the human spirit and enhance the human condition. And 9. Expanding human consciousness leads to human evolution and peaceful coexistence. So again, thank you everybody for joining. Tonight we're going to have a bit of an open discussion. So if anybody has any topics, throw it in chat. We're going to be talking about that. Damien, I did see yours. We were just talking about having that as a future subject coming up here, too. But Dr. Vicki, I think you were thinking about pulling some cards. But
you know, we're,
go ahead.
Okay. No, you carry on.
I was going to say we're going to talk about picking some cards, but we didn't specify. Are we thinking about tarot or should I pull an ICMH card, the Inner Oracle?
No, we'll pull cards, both of us.
All
as
right.
usual. So if anyone would like a card, just you know, put your name in the chat, and in between all of them, we'll have discussions. Damien says he loves aliens.
Oh, yeah. I know. We're going to wrangle a guest in and have a good chat about that. And we've had some good ones lately. But Dr. Mike, I'm looking at you. But but yeah, we're looking forward to having that topic. So all right, so we're going to pull some cards and talk about the general stuff. And I suppose, without further ado, and right off the bat, number 43, expediency. Wasn't expecting it. Timing is everything. Some things call for expediency. Others require us to slow down. If you have a problem, you can take care of it now or suffer longer and still take care of it later. It takes courage to face important matters when timing and opportunity avails, and wisdom to know when to slow down to assess the correct actions before acting promptly. For success in anything, do what you should do when you should do it.
So, we've had Skype cut out a couple of times, Michael. Who is this for?
Oh, I thought, well, see, this is the excellent planning that we're going in. I didn't think we were going to pull cards for folk right off the bat because I thought we'd want to stretch out the time. I thought we were going to talk about the general idea of the cards and how they relate to whatever we're vibing.
Okay.
So you were thinking we're just going to dive into the tail end and we're just going to spend the next 15 minutes and call it a good.
Yeah. Well, expediency, and then I got the Five of Diamonds, so that's in a generality. And that's basically, it goes both ways. It's like you're moving ahead, but others are tugging at your strings. Or it is the other way. You might be depending on someone else. So it's expediency, knowing where, I think in this case, where boundaries or moving forward, and how do we move forward and still being independent and Michael, it's just loaded. That one's just loaded. You know, expediency. You got to take your steps when they're right in front of you.
Mm, true enough. And I think, I don't know, feels right if we're talking about modern life where everything kind of has to be expedient. You know, I think a part of that card is learning when to slow down.
Yeah.
That's what I'm vibing on that. So, shall we start picking cards for people in mind?
We have Dr. Ione first.
All right. And good to see you again. I think it's been a little bit. And Ione, is that pronunciation?
Yep.
All right, Ione. Dr. Ione, good to see you. I have for you number 33, preference over principle. Let's see. Reading from the good book. A mark of knowledge and wisdom is knowing when and how to offer an opinion or voice a complaint. If it is a matter of preference, yield. If it is a matter of principle, policy, or law, stand firm. It's important to know when and where to pick your battles. Be selective regarding the areas in which you invest your energy.
Well, I love that one, especially when it's paired up with the Ace of Spades, Ione. So, Ace of Spades is simply success, but maybe perhaps through a challenge, overcoming a challenge. So, and perhaps it is, you know, in this challenge, you're working through what's a preference versus a principle and staying true to yourself in that way, but learning a couple of lessons as you go. But this is saying success is assured, and I think it's not far away. So, I don't know, I get the number 5 days, perhaps 5 weeks, but it's, you know, something like that. So, you're good to go.
All right.
Yeah, we have Donna next.
All right, Donna. Donna, for you, I have number 22. It is in the spirituality suit. Let's see, number 22. Think for yourself. Better understanding one's own mind brings one closer to honesty and self-responsibility. Thinking for yourself prevents being swayed by the potentially unhealthy thinking of others, as well as outside popular beliefs simply for popularity's sake. If you don't think for yourself, you sacrifice your identity for someone else's. This may be a time to exercise critical thinking in order to best determine and listen to your own truth.
Well, the Empress. Now, what I love about that, Donna, is the thinking for yourself and being true to you is assured growth, because that's what the Empress is. It's all about fertility and growth and learning and, again, that moving forward. I'm kind of stuck on that for a minute, aren't I? But that's kind of what comes, you know, what comes to me in that. So it's really important, though, that you not be influenced by too many other opinions or other people's ideas of what you should or shouldn't do. So, you know, when you weed through.
All right. Hello, everyone. We seem to have lost our stream signal, but I had to restart the program. I think we're live. Now, I know that people won't be able to hear us right off the bat. It's going to take a minute for people to get back into the stream. And I'm wondering when we, maybe it was that little glitch when I lost you for a second. I don't know if we lost our connection, but I think we pretty much finished Donna's card and we're going to go on to Voiles.
Okay. That's when I was trying to figure out it's Voiles next, but I had Audra.
And she's the one right after. Okay. I just had it in my mind that, that we had somebody after. Before Audra, because all right, so I think we're people are back on. I see you linking up to the stream, so we're good. All right, Voiles, your card tonight. Hey, that's a good one. Number 30, it's in the service to self and others suit. Greatness to deliver. All right, let's see. Number 30, greatness to deliver. Every human being is born with greatness to deliver. Greatness embodies unique self-actualization and self-completeness, and does not settle for mediocrity. Greatness goes above and beyond what is common and aspires to nobility of character. Greatness is being part of the solution, not part of the problem. Remind yourself with the question, what do I need to do to reawaken in me? What do I need to reawaken in me in order to deliver my greatness? Remember, you are valued. Delivering your greatness is making a difference in the world.
Wow, you got the emperor in that one, Voiles. It's the emperor is a good manager. He's a good overseer. You know, you could think of kings and real emperors and such, but in our world, our reality, your greatness to deliver is you finding that within yourself, that confidence, that certainty, that knowingness. Of course, we all keep learning about ourselves, but it's being able to be insightful and work well with people. So there's this insight, I think that's what it's trying to tell me here. It's using your insights and your skill set to be more of who you are, and particularly when it comes to work and your work life. So I hope that resonates with you somehow.
It's a good message. All right. All right. And we have Audra. Audra, so happy to see you. Always a pleasure. And for you, I have wild card number 2, and then some. When you have reached your limits and believe you have done all that you can do, reach deep within to stretch to your true potential. Do a little more than is needed and go beyond what is required to make a positive difference. You can do it, and by doing so, you are leaving the woodpile a little higher than you found it.
Well, I want to say with the 5 of Clubs, it's less than a challenge, less of a challenge that you might have thought. Or the challenge is kind of behind you. So the and then some, I think what I want to say here, Audra, is it's something that you've already gone through. It's not necessarily what's coming in the future, because this, when it's paired with the 5 of Clubs, it's saying like the battle's over. You know, that that difficulty or the fears of are already behind you. And a little bit of a celebration here. So I want to suggest that you, I don't know, give yourself some credit, if that makes sense, because there's a new day in this moment. Like, you're in a new day and a new time and some changes, but you already did that work and gave it the and then some. And maybe you have to do, well, we all have to do a little more than that, don't we, Michael? You know, always. But at least more than we ever thought we had to. But and life will throw us curveballs no matter what, no matter how good you do everything. So it's I want to say that this is a really optimistic card for you, card in the setting of the cards, Audra. That's my take.
It's a good take. It is a good one. Yeah. All right. I think we have Damien next.
We do.
For you, I have number 14. Powerful one. It's existential suit, energy shift, new chapter. Energy shifts are a natural result from increased awareness, knowledge, and new attitudes that naturally open new chapters in one's life. It's an excellent time to clarify your vision during this time of shifting energy. Reflect, gather your energy, breathe, and step forward with a renewed sense of direction. Out with the old and in with the new.
And you have the Ace of Clubs. I love what's happening tonight here, Michael, because the Ace of Clubs is, again, that success through achievement. And the work that you've been doing on yourself, Damien, these new realizations and the applications, is assuring you successes as well. There's more to achieve. So that's that little message that I'm getting in my head as I say that. So you've achieved so much at this moment, but the payoff is yet to come. So you're going to continue to learn, continue to reap the rewards of everything that you have done. So good for you.
All right. And next, Dr. Jeff, glad to have you back with us. All right. Dr. Jeff, you get another wild card for the evening. Wild card number 9, blank. Drawing this card puts you on notice to dig deep within for the answers you seek. This card is what you want it to be. It's what you need it to be. And it's all that you desire it to be. Remember that the unconscious mind speaks to you in the quietest of voices, in the loudest of ways, often overlooked. The universe is always on your side. Dig deep, for your answers lay within. It's a classic.
Yeah, and the Three of Diamonds, to me, or that Three of Pentacles, is always about that place of hope, that place of faith. So it could be that you're revisiting some of your beliefs, Jeff, or some things that you used to be attached to, having a little bit of a change of mind. Because Magda, my late teacher, would have said that the old gypsies would say that's the church card. That's where people go to pray. And, of course, we've since modified that and now call it that place of hope and faith and kind of your sense of everything from ethics, morality, to what you want to create and having that hopefulness in yourself. So, I mean, the blank card. Now, Wendy is saying that you had that back in June 19th. So that's a repeat. So you can create what you will. You're not fixed. It's that self-creation, the new ideas, and kind of like you can do anything, Jeff. It's a good one. Okay, I think we have Kevin next, Michael. Did I lose Michael?
It's because I was muted. In that particular instance, there were no major issues. It just was muted. But on the plus side, you guys didn't have to hear me cough. So it's a trade-off. But Dr. Kevin, for you, I have number 9. It's in the self-completed suite. Suit. I said suite. I'm sorry. Suit. I called it before you did. I got it. I remembered. It came back to me.
All good.
Number 9, empowerment. Taking your power back is literally all-powerful and absolutely priceless. It alone is the solution in principle for virtually every problematic circumstance in your life, from a bad relationship to spiritual harassment. Retaining your power means to retain your wholeness. When you are whole, you are empowered. Empower others by doing no harm and doing right. Sharing the best of yourself is encouraging and uplifting to yourself and others.
It's the things that make us go, So the first, with empowerment, the first card that I selected was that Page of Swords. Now, that's a communicator card, right? And it could be a bit of a challenge. Something there that, excuse me. It was my turn to cough, Michael. You can't talk and breathe at the same time.
It's a tough one.
Yeah, gee. So that empowerment with that Page of Swords, it could be like, and I think it happens to everybody, where we feel like something's not in our control or we don't have power over it. And so I said to myself, I got to pick another card and see what is in support of that. And in this case, it's the Eight of Spades this time, so that Eight of Swords. And the Eight of Swords to me is one of those what I call the back cards, where you have to go by your radar. You have to go by your intuition. So if there is a challenge that has arisen, something that you feel like, gee, I don't know what to do, I don't know what to say, it's just saying, hang in there. Sometimes quiet is the better way of listening. It's not a dialogue thing. It's more of a keep your center and remind yourself that you know who you are. And through that, I feel like there's an optimism. So you'll overcome this challenge. Boy, I hope that makes sense to you, Kevin, because I like the really good cards, but when a challenge is there, you got to call it as you see it. So and that's that.
All right.
And we have Wendy.
Wendy, looking forward to pulling your card for our card keeper real quick, because we're going to be burning. We're trying to stretch things out. Anywho, every time I have a verbal faux pas, like the one prior, it always makes me think of one of my favorite jokes. It's from one of my favorite comedians, Gary Goldman. Definitely a shout out. He does a story. He's going on and he's saying, well, and before I get to this, let me preface it with this or preface. If this is the first time you're hearing that said out loud, is it, you ever done that? You ever do something where you're saying a word for a long time and you hear it the right way and you think, wonder how long I've had the verbal equivalent of spinach in my teeth for. It just makes me laugh every time I think about it. All right. I have successfully padded the broadcast. So Wendy, we had you on last week. We loved having you. Was last week, right? Time is getting funky for me. But you made a comment, something about too many likes and ums. Hey, listen, you were great. I loved every minute of it. You know, none of that talk. You were great. We're going to have you on again. You're going to be awesome again. And thank you for what you do. It is awesome. And I love these trends. For you, not that this is any problem for you, but I have number 38, open-mindedness. An open mind is sensible and grounded. An open mind avoids preconceived notions, especially ones that are based on a personal agenda, a pet theory, or a preferred belief. An open mind is not gullible or credulous. Rather, an open mind thinks critically and searches for additional possibilities. It absorbs knowledge and searches for credible solutions and conclusions.
Well, I got the chariot in support of that, Wendy. Whew, that's good. So it's just a reminder of some ideas can change, or they can take on new information. So it's staying open-minded as you move forward. The chariot, it's a good balance of energy, positive and negative, and he's driving the cart, so to speak. So think about you being in the lead, but also modifications or new ideas, just keeping your mind open. Now, you know, you shared with us too that you started this new business venture, and I've shared that with a couple of friends, and Wendy is actually going to be a bit of a travel agent for the spas of the world. That's so cool. Any kinds of retreats or spas that you're interested in, Wendy's your woman. So
bespoke 844 spa travel.
There you go.
That is the phone number.
Yes, so it's just to keep an open mind. So again, there might be a few modifications, but you got this. Really positive energy there.
Absolutely.
All right.
All right. And let's see. Wendy. Danielle, I have you, but I have Dr. Zorin first.
Are you there, Michael?
Oh, gosh darn. I am here. Can you not hear me?
Yeah, I hear you now.
Oh, that's good. I thought we were cut from the internet again. I was saying, if you didn't hear this part, Danielle, we do have you on the list. I just have Dr. Zorin first. And just a little aside, Wendy, I was looking through chat, and I saw Damien saying something to you, and I got a little worried because he was talking about something like a tearjerker, and I was like, oh, you guys are talking about Stranger Things. Oh, it's not your personal life situation. That's good. So hope things are going well in the travel agency. Dr. Zorin, for you, I have number 34, take and release ownership. Take and release ownership in the service to self and others suit. Ownership and entitlement are not the same. Ownership is taking responsibility with a healthy attitude. Entitlement is expecting more than what is earned. Further, codependence is taking an unhealthy ownership for other people's problems and feelings. This may be a time to reflect on owning only what is yours and and releasing the rest.
So with the Five of Spades, there's been a few swords come up tonight. With the Five of Spades, it's like it's an end to the struggle, and everybody kind of goes to their respective corners. They go home. So that take and release ownership, it's like there was a lesson learned. Or you've been going through something, let's say, with other people, and maybe you have just learned a few new boundaries or taken on some things that didn't belong to you, or you were being generous and kind, you know. And again, that goes both ways, but everyone figuring that out. So I'd say at this moment, this is a success card. It's a success kind of symbol that okay, everybody's figured it out, or they're presently figuring it out. So, you know, look, Michael, you and I were talking before the program. There's a lot of challenges that people are going through these days.
It's true.
You know, and so maybe this is a good time to insert a little conversation Michael and I had, and because I can see this here too. You know, everybody's got a story. Everybody's got stuff going on in their life, and so I think that we have to address, you know, everybody in the chat too. Everybody's got their moments or their days, or, you know, it's a week. Oh, it's that kind of month, you know, and so that's all that this is reflecting, that it's going to be all right.
Absolutely.
And it is all right.
And, you know, before the program when we were talking about it, I was much, you know, more emotionally in tune with the conversation. But at this moment, I'm holding a kitten, so it's really hard to be upset about anything right now. He is adorable.
Well, but I posted a meme on my Facebook the other day, or this little interview clip, and the guy got on there to say, you know, think about this, folks. 50 years ago, there was no such thing as a hot shower. And we do live in this world of amenities now, and we take these things for granted. And I went, huh. So I'm going back in my childhood thinking, no, we didn't have a shower. Nobody had a shower that I knew. I don't think I saw a shower till I was in my 20s. Unless it was in the school. You know, school had showers for phys ed, things in high school. And but still, in my late teens. Other than that, we never had a shower in our house. So, I mean, and a lot of people didn't. So we have to think about how far we have come. And yeah, we got a whole different set of problems these days, or different kinds of problems, but all things being relative. And I know Michael has often reminded us all that, you know, we do have it better than we ever did. It's just a different set of problems.
Well, we have a hyper awareness, don't we?
No, you cut out again, Michael.
I did not. You're just making stuff up.
No, I got you now.
Well, that's good enough. Okay. I don't know what's going on with the internet gods. I paid all my bills, more or less. Let's see. Well, all the levels are looking good. I'm feeling good, but no, absolutely. We live in a time of heightened awareness where we know so much about the goings on of, you know, the problems in the world in a more visceral way than we did before. But I digress. It's a complicated world. We're going to make it through it. We're going to stick together.
Yep.
And I loved your points. But we do have one last card for the evening, and I think this is the last one.
Yeah.
You guys got to keep us on to some time, so if we missed you, please let me know. But Danielle, I got you next, and for you, I have number 32, Sympathy and Empathy. Mercy is compassion in action and fulfills a kind act of paying it forward. Sympathy, or sensitivity for another's plight, and empathy, or relating to another's plight, each requires a need, compassion, and action to fulfill a soul's need to explore, investigate, and educate. Always extend the benefit of the doubt until there's no longer a reason to do so.
Well, you know, sympathy and empathy, and I got the Tower. That was the first card I pulled, and I said, huh, what is that? And so I pulled another one for you, Dano, and it's the Two of Clubs. So that's looking into the future. You know, a balance of the future. So this is telling me that, and, you know, sometimes when I tune into somebody's energy, it's usually pretty quick, that I get kind of a wet heart. That might be something you're sad about, or understanding the difference between sympathy and empathy, and feeling those emotions. Now, in whatever way, and that Tower says it's the rebuilding of self. You know, where anything extraneous kind of falls away, but you still got your foundation. You still have the foundation of you, still the foundation of your life. And so this then, that affirmation then is, there is a future, you are moving forward, and it's that sometimes it's 1 hour at a time, right? So I see this as really optimistic and understanding emotion better, you know. And look, you know, people, we all have moments of not so much self-pity, but of feeling sorry for ourselves. Like, you know the difference, Michael? It's not a self-pity. It's just the...
You feel the emotion, right? I mean,
you know?
There are some times where it's natural to be sad. You should be sad at this time. That's what you should feel, and you got to process it. I think the trick is not falling into the trap of feeling that way all the time.
Yeah.
And especially, you know, and if things change, if you get in the habit of being sad, I think that's a big part of it.
I hope that makes sense to Danielle of, because that's, you know, kind of what I've picked up here. But it's to keep looking forward. And I think we all need that kind of reminding. Look, I do too. I mean, I'm huh, it's like, okay, what's tomorrow? Sometimes we have big decisions to make, but, you know, we figure it out. Somehow we just figure it out. And I'm really fortunate to have, you know, supportive children, my stepson, my son-in-laws, and good friends. You know, there's always an ear. There's always, you know, some kind of support. So if you have that in your life, well, did we crap out again?
No. Should still be good.
No, I heard all the little bells go off.
So
I don't know.
I didn't. I heard no bells. But
I did. Beep, beep. Oh, man, we have gremlins tonight, Michael.
Hey, man, for this very moment, they're Canadian gremlins, at least.
Okay. Canadian. I think Damien called the aliens. I think that's what happened.
Ah, well, he is a fan.
He sent out those, you know, those vibes. So I think, like I say, we all have those moments. Oh, Damien's asking, can you tell me a bit about temperance? It is the one card that has always caught my attention. Sure. I always see temperance as, immediately I think of water. It's that flow of life. It's that understanding that things are always moving all the time. And it's about patience and allowing that flow. And, it depends. When I see that temperance card, it depends what it's near and how it's laid out. Because when we do this, it's paired up with, you know, one of the cards that Michael pulls. And so I can kind of buffer what the message is. And you can easily, you know, every day just pull one tarot card out and say, okay, what does that mean to me today? But, you know, I like to pair it with something so that it makes better sense or can give me a support energy to it. So, but in a nutshell, I think temperance is going with the flow. Be like water.
I do love that.
You know, that's not easy all the time, is it? It's like, whew, take a breath one day at a time. Take a breath one day at a time. And it's tomorrow's another day.
You cut out this time. It is the Canadian gremlins. You got out for just a couple seconds.
So what
there
about those aliens, Michael?
I'm telling you. Sounds like we're at a drive-thru speaker in the mid-1980s that ain't working quite right.
I know. Yeah. Oh, Damien's explaining that it's always caught his attention, but the Golden Dawn deck has two of them. I wasn't aware of that, but that's interesting. Interesting to note. So
it is.
Unless there's any other cards,
other cards that I know of.
No, I would really appreciate if, you know, Dr. Mike would join us in the next few weeks, and maybe we can talk about things like sharks on cocaine, contamination, and you know, like that's a big story for those.
These are the
know,
things people want to know about.
I mean, I think that where we're at in the world, these are all relevant points. I mean, the oceans are bound to be contaminated, but nobody knows better about sharks than Dr. Mike. Now, that being said, Dr. Mike has had also great involvement with MUFON, mm-hmm. and has, you know, that kind of a background in keeping, you know, kind of on top of things. So as far as intergalactic things, I should say UAPs, that's a more technical term. So if he kind of considered to join us in the next few weeks, that would be awesome.
Yeah, and you know, hey, no pressure here. I know Dr. Mickey's really laying that pressure on, but hey, I'm the good cop, all right? So I'm going to say, just let us know when you're ready. We'll come around to you. But definitely looking forward to that if we can make it happen. And you know, hey, if you're listening, if you have an idea and you want to come on and do a guest spot with us, let me know. You know, throw it in the chat. You know, catch up with us in the Facebook group. And, of course, you can always email me, too. I'm drmichael@icmhchurch.org. So, yeah, we'd love to talk about it. And, by the way, thank you for that shout-out, Dr. Jeff. I want to shout-out for the newsletters that went out yesterday. Nice. Yeah, you know what Dr. Vicky touched on as well earlier. And that, yeah, don't worry. Be happy. I think somebody else made a song about that, too, but I can't quite remember.
Yeah, I think there is a song about that. Dr. Mike has said, okay.
Well, that's legally binding. I mean, I hope he knows that.
We got him now. Yeah. That's awesome. You know, Michael and I have been doing this for a long time, and it's not that we can run out of topics to talk about, but we want always to remain within the frame of, you know, metaphysical humanism and staying in a positive way as much as we can. And, you know, like, as much as we might slip in the odd comment about politics or world affairs, it's because I think, well, I know a lot of people don't watch the news. I think there's some things we do have to keep aware of. Like right now, there's so many forest fires. You have to be aware of that. And stay tuned to, evacuation alerts, evacuation orders, those kinds of things. And I think there's a political climate in, you know, in the U.S. right now that's more hopeful and optimistic. And there's been a shift there. And I think these are all things that we like to stay aware of, but don't focus on all the negative stuff.
Right.
There are things I skip over entirely, Michael, because...
Oh, you have to.
I say, I can't go there.
Yep.
You know.
And I will say with sincerity and earnestness with some, which that what some would say is an insult or something derisive, go out and touch grass. You know?
Yeah.
Experience the real world. You know, the internet is not the real world. Social media isn't the real world. The news isn't the real world. Well, some of it is. But it's not the entirety of it. It's a little snapshot of some of the worst things that are happening. It is not all the good things that are also happening. Just bear that in mind. But you know, also, shout out to Bobby McFerrin. I honestly couldn't have told you the name off the top of my head, but I was awesome. Or just kind of joking, too. But
yeah. I just talked to somebody the other day about this very topic of, you know, sometimes we have to look up and look around and breathe air. When you need to recenter yourself, because we get this tunnel vision sometimes. It's narrowed in, one foot in front of the other, get these things done, social media, whatever else we're doing. But sometimes you got to look up, look at trees, look at the scenery, say, oh, you know, oh, there's things to see, and take a breath. And even in that one breath, your energy shifts. You know, I had to take a bunch of stuff to the dump today. And on my way back, I looked up. And, of course, I live in the mountains. So, you know, look up and I can see the lakes. And when I go, oh, that's so beautiful. You know? And it's just that moment of, whew, you know? So you don't necessarily need to meditate, do a big exercise and learning all that stuff. Sometimes a meditation is really a state of mind. So, and that's what hypnosis teaches you too, if you haven't connected with Dr. Kelly's hypnosis courses. But it's that state of mind. So I have to remind myself of that every day too. So it's not, I'm not preaching because I think I know everything. I'm sharing because we're all people trying to get through it. You know? Mm-hmm. And we all got, like I say, we all got stuff. So it's, oh my, sorry. The chat just caught my eye, Michael. Wendy said they've had so many days of rain, 18 inches of rain last summer, and this year we've already had over 50 inches. And Wendy lives in Louisiana. Whew. Well, we don't need 50 inches of rain. We'd kind of be happy with one or two right about now. And that would temper the smoke in the air, or that would temper at least some things. But it's, wow, that's a lot of water.
That's a downpour. Wendy. That's a downpour.
That is.
You know, we got a lot of us here in the South. We got between Wendy, Louisiana, Damien over here in Texas getting a lot of rain. Florida, we're like Atlanteans. We've learned to breathe water with the humidity. But it is a wet south right now, I'll tell you that much.
Wow.
So stay dry. Wendy, you had us a ton. I think you got us beat. But
that's amazing. And I know Wendy kind of lives in the country with all her little zoo of animals, too. So that can be a challenge.
Absolutely.
Getting everybody dry.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But,
all right.
So the point being, you know, and I think Ione said, into the forest I go to lose my mind and find my soul. That's a really nice saying. Thank you for sharing that, Ione. It's just life these days, people. And we're glad to be back reading some cards today. I know we haven't done it in a couple weeks. We had Dr. Zach on. Mm. Always fun to have Zach on.
Yes, very true.
And we had Wendy. And so today is kind of like a, you know, connect again, pull some cards, just kind of a free conversation. And, you know, in the next couple of weeks, we'll have Dr. Mike on.
Yeah,
and that's
be good
always good. It's and, always good for.
Yeah, yeah, it is. You know, Dr. Edward, you suggested using ChatGPT for some suggestions. I am not going to help Skynet get any ideas. I'm going to tell you that much right now. But I'm kidding. Now, I have a couple. We have a few ideas we tossed around. I always love talking about balance. Throwing a topic out there, maybe whatever week we don't fill with an interview, we'll do. Balance of life, balance in life and in nature, paranormal entities. I think that'd be a fun road to go down. Maybe, different regions or different kind of, supernatural folklore and things like that. Always a fun discussion. Of course, space and alien life, which we'll tag on to Dr. Mike I think Voyle said that, they were involved in MUFON as well. So I just thought it out there. We're going to have some good stuff, but And again, if you have any good ideas, let us know. I think it was
so
Dr. Daniel Rick that we. Go
Sorry?
For it.
Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. New card. Sure. I just saw that myself.
Yeah, Danelle has asked for a card for Jeremy. Okay, I'm fessing up, everybody. Danelle is partners with Jeremy, and Jeremy is my nephew.
Oh, hey, there you go.
And he drives long haul, and he's in the area. Fortunately, we couldn't get together this time that he's out here, but we were messaging earlier. And he asked me for the link to the show. They have listened in the past, and he wanted me to remind him of the link, and I know he's listening. So we're happy to pull a card for Jeremy.
Absolutely. Yeah, you know, in the family, so to speak, right? Let's do it.
Yeah.
All right. And by the way, I've been saying Daniel. I'm sorry, Danelle. I got one for Jeremy right here, number 42, Trust and Integrity. Integrity means being true to oneself, intuitively and sensibly. It is adherence to moral and ethical principles, soundness of moral character, honesty. A trust betrayed loses integrity, and trust without integrity is empty. Trust, along with communication, is one of the two most important relationship traits. Move forward with integrity, remaining steadfast in the greatest relationship of all, yourself.
Okay, Jeremy, I got the Six of Diamonds, so the Six of Pentacles. Generally about finances, the coming and going of money, trust and integrity, making sure that the priorities are set and, you know, things are going in the right place, and perhaps even a bit of a revision to work, maybe, or how you're doing your work. Now, as I say that, I'm selecting another card just as another support, and it's the Hermit. So it's like asking you to look within to say, what do I really want? Hermit is all about self-reflection. It's about internal thought and what is it that you truly hope or wish for. So I think that you're in a bit of a shuffle kind of there, or maybe rethinking a few things. But it's positive, absolutely positive. It's just, again, priorities is a big one, especially when you have trust and integrity in that Six of Diamonds. Add the Hermit and say, maybe I need to rethink this a little bit, and maybe I need to go at it from another way. So I hope that makes sense to you, because I haven't talked with Jeremy to know that stuff.
Well, that's a good vibe right there, though. I was feeling it.
It is, but, for sure.
A couple more things of business before we sign off. Dr. Kaelin, I think, again, pronunciation, it's been a minute, but glad to see you back. We've had some faces that we hadn't seen in a little while, or names at least, that we're seeing again tonight. Love to see it. Happy to have you back with us. And sure, we'll pull you a card here before we wrap up. And for you tonight, a lot of life skills suits. Number 40 in the life skills suit, relationships. Healthy relationships are interdependent and win-win. They are not dependent or codependent. Accept others for who they are and not for what they believe. Don't be judgmental. Otherwise, end the relationship regardless of who it is with. For healthy relationships, we must add more than we subtract. This card can refer to a healthy or toxic relationship, or to the relationship of one thing to another.
And I'm sorry, I completely missed it and I cut out a bit. Who is this for?
Dr. Kaelin.
Kaelin,
I think.
Oh, sorry about that, Kaelin. It's the gremlins. Okay, so I have the Seven of Cups here. And it's all about what the illusion versus reality, what's the dream versus just a hope. So in relationships, it's like a reevaluation of sorts of what's what you believe versus what you wish. So again, in a nutshell, the Seven of Hearts is about illusions, and it requires analysis or rethinking about what could be a dream, like in what is real and what you can manifest. So this could be in work relationships. This could also be, you know, more in personal relationships, but it is a reevaluation nonetheless. So I hope that makes sense to you.
All right. And a couple of shout-outs. Now, Wendy pointed out that she thinks Kaelin became Dr. Kaelin since last joining us, so congratulations on your doctorate. And
absolutely.
We do have that last piece of business for tonight, and that is our good friend, Dr. Zorin. And I'm just going to go back to my reference here. Dr. Zorin just completed his second PhD in spiritual counseling and received his ICMH ordination today. So that is fresh, hot off the presses. So I wanted to offer hearty congratulations to you for that.
Congratulations. That's exciting.
I'd love
to
see it.
That's a real big personal achievement right there. So
absolutely it is.
Oh, Kaelin said he's that. Whatever we said makes sense to him, so I'm glad to hear that.
That too. All right. It's good stuff all around. We're good vibes here at Spirit of Life, so.
Yeah.
But, you know, there have been those that have accused us of not being able to pad and stretch out a program. They say, you don't have much to talk about. How are you going to fill 50 minutes? Well, here we are. It is the end of the evening. It is that time of the night. And
we never run out of things to talk about. It's just how we stay focused and to the show.
I have like another hour of material I could talk about just myself about cats alone. Jeez, you gotta stay focused though.
Well, I gotta tell you, mine is sticking to me like glue. She's seeing boxes and tubs and packing and cleaning and doing stuff. Man, she hasn't left me alone. She lays on my desk here. I'm trying to use the mouse and my computer. She's licking my hand. She's making me mental, but she senses there's a change coming.
Yeah.
So that's my cat story of the day.
That's a good one. I guess my pet story is that my dogs have this weird thing where one of them has to wake me up at 5 in the morning to go out, and none of the other dogs need to go out at 5 in the morning. But then my other dog, Charlie, he has to go out after 6 in the morning, so he'll wait, you know, I'll go back to bed, and then he'll get me up an hour later because he couldn't go out at the same time. And that's driving me a little mental, so hey, samesies.
Means you have to go to bed earlier.
Hey, I don't want to.
I know.
So it's been good times.
Well, again, it's been great, you know, this being already July 24th, folks. We are, you know, how many months from Christmas Eve? Keep that in mind. Sorry, I had to throw that in there, Michael. Like, you know.
So, I'm laughing, although I did not register what you said, but it was there. So it could have been anything, but it has my support right now.
Yeah, that's funny.
Oh, it's good times,
well,
but it is that time of the evening.
Coming on.
What's that?
I always enjoy our time together.
Oh.
And thanks to everybody for joining. And it's good to see some folks back in the chat again. Wendy says it's almost time for Halloween. I love Halloween.
We're getting there. It's right around the corner.
Yay.
I might go overboard with pet costumes this year. We'll see how it goes.
That's funny.
Well, you know, thanks again for everybody joining us. Really appreciate you. We're going to announce our topic ahead of time. We're going to coordinate with Dr. Mike. Again, Let us know if you have any ideas. And thank you, everyone. But as we wrap up, Dr. Vicky, give us the good stuff.
Don't let them push you around out there, folks.
Darn tootin'. All right.
There you go.
Well, thank you, everybody. Looking forward to seeing you next week. And until then, listen, think, learn, grow, and live. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone.